Okay, all right.
We're ready. It's 8:31 on the clock, so we'll call to order the Board of Equalization meeting. Attendance by observation. Oh, the Open Meetings Act posted on the east wall there behind Scott. Attendance by observation, Jurgens, Hill, Bauman, Dorn, Lytle, Byers, and Thiemann. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove agenda as presented.
I would move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
We have a motion by Byers, second by Thiemann. Vote. Nothing came on.
Okay.
And now we need to change a couple of Jurgens and Hill.
Those two.
What still absent, huh?
Oh.
Oh, yeah. There
all
we right. go. 7-0.
Over here swapping recipes.
Well, they saw the sheriff coming over there. They're a little afraid. So.
Venison?
Entertain a motion to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
I move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Motion by Byers, second by Thiemann. Vote. 7-0. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Not seeing anybody but Gus out in the public audience this morning. I don't think there's probably comments from the public. So, Patty.
I don't have much, other than I know you guys are a lot more boring than Capitol Hill. Sorry. I was out there last week, so it was really interesting. Got to see a lot of things happening. So,
did you have good business with our representatives?
I didn't see him, but he got me tickets to the Capitol. So
okay,
I was
good.
Amazed. I was good. Yeah. Got to see the Pope, and then the Speaker of the House resigned the next day, and I went to the Capitol, so that was buzzing, and all the senators or the Congress was there. So.
Well, I see the county clerk from Kentucky had a private meeting with the Pope, and I thought maybe you would have that, too.
No, I got pretty close, but like I said, as I was driving through the countryside today, I think, oh, man, what a simple life here. I don't know if I could handle, because it was extreme, getting on the metro and driving in at 5 in the morning. It was an experience, so I think it's really interesting to go there. So, like I said, if nobody's ever been there, I was talking to Don yesterday. If you contact her, you know, Adrian Smith, he did great by me. Last year I got a tour, and this year.
He'll take very good care of all of us. You will.
But we didn't talk about farm ground values. So I think that's going to, you know, I've read some things in the paper. I don't know. I haven't really, for the week, I haven't seen too much going on. I know. Have you heard any more about special meetings or anything like that? I know a group of farmers, you know, I gave you that article the last meeting. So.
Mark. I haven't heard either. I just know they were signing petitions. Some of them were going around with it to see if they could get a special session of the legislature. Now, I haven't heard nothing either. I haven't heard if they've turned them into the governor or anything. I don't know. I just heard that they were doing it. So, because Dennis Schuster from down by Lewiston, he actually was up in Arcafe with one. So.
Oh, he was? Okay, I haven't seen anything about
it. And it's just a petition. They just wanted you to sign it so that they would have a bunch of signatures to show the governor, I guess. So, another than that, I'm not sure what it all involves or whatever. So,
I think Senator Baker is speaking to Rotary tomorrow. I think he's going to be here. So.
Other than that, the only thing I did talk to Myron about is there's a lot of people out there that are not getting building permits. So we have found like 16 buildings since July. I don't know if I reported on that last meeting. I think I talked.
You talked to me about it. Yes.
You about it. Therefore, I don't know. You know, Dan's just found them as he went through and talked to the people, and I think some have been and done. You know, about it. I guess I don't know. You know.
Well,
one I know had a value. One building just alone had a value of over 10,000.
And I'll make this comment. I do know since I've been on the board, Rex was chairman at that time, and we talked about it because we do have in place some fines that we could, not fines or penalties or whatever, for those. But we may need to start imposing some of those on some of these people that are not doing it so that we get it out in the public so the public's more aware of it. If we do that a few times.
That or, and too, maybe a little bit more media. You know, as far as newspaper and stuff get, because I know at one time I think Lori had sent out with her tax statements
in there.
It seems
in
like
there that
know.
They should.
And maybe a few years ago that there was a little notice that went out with your tax statement that said,
"Well, and I don't
build in the rural area."
I don't remember what the dollar amounts or anything were, but I do know we had a at our one meeting we had a discussion on it and but I can't remember at all what the dollar amounts is, but we do have in place some dollar amounts that we could find some of those people on. Yeah. So.
And then in the small towns too, some of those do not have permit systems. Some people told me they've turned things in to village people, like clerks or whatever, but they've not brought them on into us, and that's like small towns. So we need to get, you know, and that would be my office. Because
you need to contact, you mean your office needs to contact the cities?
Well, we're going to need to, yeah, because, I mean, some of them are not getting forwarded to us. So I don't know if anybody in your districts know who your people are that, you know.
Yeah, I do give you ones from. We have Adams Village sends us stuff, and I put that in your tray.
Okay.
So those.
And we do. Wymore does the permit system. Beatrice does the permit system. Do you know who would be from Odell?
I don't think they do, Patty. I'm not aware of it if I do.
Pickerel. So. Because those are not, you know, under the jurisdiction of the highway department, those towns. So. But. One thing, some people brought some things in during Pickerel, during protests, and after we've been in the city, we found out there's a lot of sheds that have a lot of finish and things like that inside of them, so the discovery process, and so, I just kind of wanted to bring that to your attention, and then, like, you know, see what we can maybe do to get it out to the public a little bit more, that they do need to file a building permit, especially if they're in the rural area.
I would think, again, that your state organization would have a model, would have something, Patty, that you could look at and bring back to us to see if there's something that we can do to make it more apparent to these individuals. And, again, if we have a penalty system, if it's in place and you check with the county attorney, we need to enforce it. We need to enforce it. If we have people that are doing that.
We'll have to have you look that up because I don't.
Yeah.
I don't know if
I remember passing it, though. We voted on it.
I know Marlon maybe gave out some fines, but I'm not sure of that.
Well, because we talked about changing some. We changed one or two of them or something. There is a somewhere we have some of that in that we can use that we just never have. And sometimes if we vote to do that or something, maybe that gets out in the public as much as anything. And stuff, so I don't know. I mean, that's something we can sure have a discussion about.
And like I said, one lady was just unaware she had to get one, so it's like if we can get something out, let me know.
And you'll be back later for, I think we have on here, pictometry.
Do you have any idea what time he's
here? Well, he thought he'd be here earlier, so probably around 9:15, 9:30. I don't know for sure.
Oh, I don't have anything else. Anybody else? Otherwise, turn the meeting at 8:39.